Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About. I'll be your host for today. My name is Seb, as usual. With me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Elliot.
That is me.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm all right. All the better for doing this podcast.
Oh, so sweet. Now, today we are talking about a little film from 2008. You might have heard of it. It's Wall-E.
Eva.
We haven't been practicing those.
It's like E.T., isn't it?
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of inspiration there.
Don't see how that's relevant.
Sound and looks, no.
To be fair, I do like the scene when Roddy's riding that bike and you got Eva in the little pouch in the front.
Oh, so in that case, Eva's E.T.
Correct.
And Wall-E's Elliot. Hey. Now, when did you see this film?
As in, like, for a first time? Or?
Go on then.
Poo. I think I went to the cinemas to see this.
I think I did as well.
Actually, would I have done? 2008. 13, I would have been. Would I have felt like I was too cool to see a Pixar film at that time?
I don't know. You probably would have gone with your parents.
That doesn't sound likely either. No, I saw it. I know that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know I definitely had it on DVD. I know, because my mum got me like this really cool like slipcase, kind of like one that come out here. Had like a double disc back in the days of that.
Like director's commentary and stuff.
Sure. And I watched it again yesterday and I was getting really upset because Disney Plus kept crashing and I thought, I might whack my DVD in. And Blu-ray, I also got on Blu-ray.
Why wouldn't you? Oh, okay.
You say, why wouldn't I put it on there in the first place?
Yeah.
Because you've got to think, we're in the age where we want to do as little as possible. So I want you to imagine the scene, if you can.
Okay.
I'm sitting on the couch.
Okay. Oh, I can't imagine
that. You can't imagine that. And,
for the listeners, I'm literally looking at him on a couch, by the way.
And I could either go to Disney Plus, which requires me to grab the remote, which is right next to me.
Yep.
Click 4 buttons, and then voila, it's on. Or I can get off at my bottom, walk 7 steps towards the DVDs, find the DVD, pull it out, plug in whatever source I'm going to be using for a DVD player, get it on there, get the remote for said DVD player, sit my bum back down, then change over to the source that is going to be sourcing that very saucy DVD player.
Raw source.
Exactly. Wait for the DVD to load up, click subtitles on, because I'm that kind of guy, and then click play.
Sounds like you've got a bit of a convoluted setup there, if I'm honest.
Exactly. I mean,
but would it be worth? Yeah, I guess would the seamless viewing experience be worth it if you did that?
Well, yeah, but you got to think, as I'm also in a day of age where I presume that my Disney Plus would work.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I've been at your house. Do you remember? Was it like Falcon and Winter Soldier
and WandaVision finale?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And like it just stopped working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
My Disney Plus was pretty clean. I watched it this morning.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm fresh. I think this is the second film I've done that now.
Like
where I watched it on the day.
Yeah.
Yes. I had one yesterday, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you get?
The usual.
BMT?
Yep.
Oh. Southwest sauce?
Yep.
Good man. Yeah. Double meat?
Double meat?
Yeah. You've never got double meat before?
What's double meat?
Double meat. It's literally, as it says, you get the meat, but again, on the other side.
Isn't that what they... Do they not normally do that, then?
No, because I mean, it's just normal meat.
Does it cost more, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. There's this hack. You go to the Subway and say, I want double the amount of meat, they have to give it to you for free.
How much more is it?
If I remember correctly, it's £1 for a 6-inch, £2 for a foot long.
Oh,
But it's quite worth it. Because I want you to imagine. Because, like, what do you get? 6 inch or a foot long?
A foot long.
Foot long. Okay. How much does that cost you? Like £5.50 or something?
Something like that.
So for £7.50, instead of just having 6 salami, 6 pepperoni, and 4 ham, you now get 12 salami, 12 pepperoni, and 8 ham.
Well, when you put it that way.
Double that with double cheese for an extra 40p, you've got a meal there, mate.
Yeah, but £7.50 for a sandwich.
Yeah, we don't have to eat all of it. You then save some, put it in the fridge.
That's true. No, I can't think of it that way. I have to eat the whole thing.
Oh, okay, yeah. So yeah, if you ever, if you want to know why I've got such mad skills when it comes to Subway, you're looking at an ex-sandwich artist.
That is a pretty cool job title.
It is, and it's on my marriage certificate as well. One of the proudest moments of my life, yeah. Going to the, whatever the office was we had to go to. And what's your occupation? I am a sandwich artist. No, seriously, what is your occupation?
Draw sandwiches.
I work at Subway, but you can't write that.
You can't just put, I work at Subway on your marriage certificate.
Anyway.
So, what were we talking about?
So I think it was, let's talk about Subway.
That's right.
We should do that at some point.
That would be good. Oh.
If anyone wants us to do that, where we talk about, if you want me to, like, unveil the secrets of working at Subway.
But you can, like, recommend the best sandwiches, but also like the secret, like, orders you can do.
And also like the craziest sandwiches I've ever had to build.
That would be good.
In my life. If you want that, just let us know, either in person if you know us, or, you know, at our Instagram page, lta.podcast. You can give that a follow, or you can get updates from when we can't do things. And you can also give us a little message.
That was a good plug. That was very seamless.
Very good. So this has been going on for like 6 minutes now. I feel like we've spent 1 minute of that on Wally.
Give the people what they want. So I watched it this morning. I watched it years ago. I think I've only seen it the one time. Maybe it was on DVD, to be fair. But I remembered the general gist of the story. I saluted for all the people listening, by the way. So it's pretty fresh in my head.
Like Subway.
Yeah. Oh, no. Just gonna loop back to that again. Yeah. So, general thoughts on the film?
General thoughts. Benny, how many other fans are there? General thoughts on the film. What do you think? So I think visually, I've got to get my mind off Subway and Freddo's, because I'm looking at like a Freddo box, and I'm like, right, Wally. Yeah. Visually, it's stunning, I think. It's amazing how attached you can get into a story with, like, next to little language being used.
Yeah.
I think it's very good. It's very emotional. It's one of, and obviously, before I go into things, we'll just say, if you haven't seen Wall-E, please do. It's literally, like, seen as, like, one of the greatest.
Yeah, definitely recommend.
Not just anime movies, but movies ever. I think it's like the highest regarded Pixar movie.
Well, I have a little trivia fact for you relating to that then.
Oh, one if it's the one I was leading into. Let's see.
Okay, what were you going to say?
Oh, okay. Wasn't it like joint as like...
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is that one you're going to say?
Yeah, so it's... where is that bit of... trivia that I found.
Do you want me to?
It was nominated.
I'll give you the number.
Yeah, it was 6 Academy Awards.
Yep, well done. There we go.
Tied. So it was the. Where is this flipping fact? Oh, there it is. Yeah, it's the first one.
the last place you'd look. Yep.
So yeah, the first Pixar film to be nominated for 6 Academy Awards. Now, this ties it with the only other animated film to garner this many nominations.
Lion King?
No. Surprising. Can you guess the other film?
Can I guess the other film? See, I should do, because I looked at the exact same fact. No, for the moment, I can't think of it.
1991? Does that help?
Oh, yes. Hercules.
Finally. No, it was Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Which makes sense now I'm reading it.
Yeah, kind of.
I would have gone for Lion King, though. Well, I guess, because what can...
Not all about you, is it?
No. Because what kind of categories can you get? I guess best animated feature, best song.
Best soundtrack.
Sound editing? Can you get that for an anime?
Best film.
Oh, yeah. Best picture. Duh. How many did it win then, I wonder?
I don't know. Probably none. It's not
probably. Well, there's this weird thing in like the Oscars that they don't really... They kind of view animated films as like its own genre. But it's not. It's like it's just a different medium. I guess it's like the difference between a silent film and a film of sound. How many Oscars did Titanic... No, did Wall-E... Wallace? No, there we go. It did not win any of the Annie Awards. Oh, okay.
So, yeah, you get to see a behind the scenes of when we work out what we're going to talk about.
Yep.
Live.
Oh, yeah. It won one. Is it going to tell me what it won?
No, I'm just going to chime back in while you're doing that. And then you can just like rudely interrupt me.
Best animated feature.
Oh, there we go. Yes, I'm very glad.
We could have guessed that.
Very good. So I said, if you haven't seen it already, highly recommend it. And obviously, we will be talking about spoilers. And here comes your first one. I would say this is probably the only animated film I can think of where the happy ending is in the middle and then it ends with a destruction at the end. Because that shit was paradise, wasn't it? Sat all day, robots doing everything for you.
I guess.
There was so much stuff to do, we didn't even know there was a swimming pool.
I don't know how you can be on there your entire life and not know there's a swimming pool.
Well, because you have a screen in front of you.
I guess, yeah.
Just like, I want you to think about your dream day, and you tell me that it is not being sat on your butt, having everything provided for you, with a screen in front of you to either play games or watch whatever you want. No. Yeah, I know, that is the dream life. I'll interrupt you right there. That is the dream life. Imagine that every day for the rest of your life.
Well, because it's trying to say that, like, with those chairs, you'd never have to walk again. But I feel like after a while, you'd be like, oh, I'm feeling a bit...
Well, no, because you get used to it, don't you?
They were all massive, though, weren't they?
It's like, because think of it this way. Like, I'll give you another group, bro. I want you to think of your favourite meal. When you've got your favourite meal in your mind,
okay,
tell me what it is.
Pizza Hut.
Pizza. Okay, cool. So you got your Pizza Hut pizza.
Yep.
Okay. It's been put into a blender. Oh, all blended up. And a robot provides it for you so you can drink it at your convenience. There you go. No messy fingers.
No, that's not appealing at all. That's the least believable part of this film. Everything else made perfect sense.
In all seriousness. Horrific, isn't it?
Yeah. It's quite sad in a way, because it's like, I see the pictures of all the captains and they get like fatter and fatter throughout the years.
Yeah.
Because I think they said about the microgravity, like the bones get weaker, and then also because they're not exercising, they're all just massive. And then like, they're all spurring on their captain at the end because he like stands up for the first time, yeah. And they're like, whoa!
And like when he accidentally sends the ship over to a slight corner, and then we all just tumble down.
Yeah.
Like, he just can't do anything.
With the woman and the man that met up. Was it John and I can't remember the lady's name. Yeah. And then they see all the little kids scrolling down. It's like, John, I hope you're ready to have kids. And then that was
a funny joke. Yeah. I liked that.
That was good.
I also liked how it spun the whole thing that, you know, if in the apocalypse, Twinkies and
yes, we both read the same thing.
Well, even then, it was quite obvious that they were still there.
The cockroach cannot be killed.
Just no matter how many different things, explosions, being stepped on.
Yeah, because Eva straight up shoots it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It does have a name, doesn't he?
Who? The cockroach?
Cockroach, yeah.
Does it?
I think so.
When would it have been used? Who would have said the name?
That's a good point. It's probably one of those things where, like, the director named it.
Oh, maybe. Was it cockroach? Cockroach number one.
Well, if we're going off, like, Chicken Little rules, it's probably, like, Cockroach Little. I can't find it. I think the thing that really stood out for this film, you kind of touched on already, was the fact that it's telling a love story about two robots who can only really say one word to each other's names. And I was full in on this film. And when he's like dead at the end, well, I guess he's not dead, but he's not waking up, and she's like panic trying to get him back up, and then when he's like kind of rebooted, I was like, oh, I don't remember this. Oh, no. And then I was like, oh, nice, happy ending. But there's a scene when he's watching that film and it's the man, the woman holding hands, and he's looking up at the screen and he's like holding hands. I was like, this is really sweet. There's something about it.
It just goes to show that speaking is the worst human trait.
It does cause almost all the problems.
Because, like, if you think about it, what's one of the saddest deaths in the MCU? It was Groot. He only ever said three words.
That is very true.
Or, at the very end.
We are Groot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess five, then.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's a pretty good point.
Or, I mean...
Iron Man didn't say anything when he died.
I mean, have you seen, just to go off topic slightly, have you seen the new I Am Groot series?
No, you did recommend it.
That's like probably the longest series in the world, going to like a whopping 15 minutes. but again, like you're held on to every word.
Okay.
Every I, every am.
And every Groot.
Cool. Spoiler alert. I can't believe, but yeah. Right, Wally.
Yes.
Fun thing. So going back to the cockroach with no name is how they got the sounds for it. I am reading this stuff on IMDb, so this could well be a lie. But I find this interesting, because the sound of the insect clicks was made locking handcuffs.
Yes, that's quite cool.
The cockroach chirps were sped up raccoon sounds.
Yeah, I like that.
The wind sounds were a bag being dragged along carpet.
Okay.
And the sound of Eve's laser blasts are partly created by tapping a slinky spring.
Really?
Again, yeah. Oh, another link kind of, into the Pixar universe. Because that was obviously from Toy Story, yeah.
Yeah, because there are no other slinkies.
Yep. Ever. I also like, I think it was Eve, the voiceover actor who did her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't even an actress. She was just an employee at Pixar.
Exactly.
That was pretty cool.
I think that's great.
And she really sells it as well. Like when she's like, Wally. She's like really annoyed of him.
Yeah. Wally!
I think, because also it says about like the average number of storyboards used on the Pixar film is 75,000, but for this one it's 125,000. It just goes to show how much they kind of put into it. Because I think there was something cool about the lighting, like especially when he's on Earth, and then there's like that shot when he's like in the supermarket and all the trolleys like crush him. It's almost like a kind of documentary kind of feel to it. Mm. I think they did something clever with the lighting, I think, for this one. And then, like, of all the space shots as well was quite cool.
And I think I read somewhere as well, but when he's coming through the outer atmosphere and he hits one of the...
the satellites.
Satellites. It's Sputnik.
Yeah.
Which is quite cool. Also, another thing I noticed. What did I notice? Oh, yeah. I thought that was too much, so I could be proven wrong straight away. But it's the only... Disney film, so I'm including Pixar in this as well, that I can think of.
Hmm.
That's an animation that has a live action character in.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, but you don't really think anything of it.
No. Which is weird, because all the people are animated.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you've got the ex-president.
Yep.
Who was not.
Well, it's like, did you ever play any of the Command & Conquer games?
No.
It's like, it's all like kind of 8-bit isometric kind of war games. And then like, it's just randomly like David Hasselhoff doing like the cinematic stuff.
Mm.
Really weird. Some notes I took. I quite like the whole, when he's building up all the trash, it kind of makes all the buildings.
That's cool.
Because there was an IMDb thing, it was saying that you can see there's like wind turbines and nuclear power plants put on the trash buildings, showing that they turn to clean energy too late. Topical, because of global warming.
We had the warnings. It was there all along.
Yeah.
We lived at the wrong time. Another 700 years.
Yeah, we've got plenty of time.
We could be on the old spaceship.
Well, that was going to be my question, was what anniversary were they celebrating of the 5-year cruise?
It was a 700th, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I am so smart. See, I paid attention to this movie.
Yeah. So you listened... You know, you watched with subtitles.
I always do, yeah.
Yeah. I think you really gain from doing that, because there's like some things that they're saying that you can't quite actually make out.
Yeah.
Which is quite... But there's little fun things where like... I can't remember exactly what was happening, but Wally's making a noise, but it says, exclaims in growing alarm, which is just a really cool little like subtitle.
Yeah.
Little things just really kind of flesh out their emotions.
Yeah. It's like earlier I was watching Friends and Janice pops up and she does her laugh, you know? That's more like SpongeBob than anything else. But
that's good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it literally just goes in subtitles, laughs in machine gun style.
Machine gun.
And I was like, that's funny.
Oh my God. Music.
Yeah, I like it.
Very good.
Big fan of music.
Is it?
Oh, you're Martin Wally in general.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. Oh, sorry. I just thought you meant, I thought we were just drifting off.
No.
Like new conversation starter.
The music of the film.
Breaking the ice. Music of a film. I remember one song right at the start.
And then it comes up when they're in space again.
Sure. And obviously you got like music from like the old film.
Yeah.
Because again, apparently the other thing that's changed in 700 years is people changed from live action to cartoon.
Yeah, that is weird.
Was that a real film, a black and white film?
I think it was, because there's a thing where they wanted to do the part where there's like a close-up of their hands, but I don't think that was actually in the film. So they had to do something about something clever with it. But
and was it clever?
Yeah, it was pretty clever.
Well, we did, yeah.
Because I was trying to work out the instruments in the kind of the music kind of bit. It sounded like a nylon guitar. Would I be right in saying that?
You could be. I can't remember the song.
Or a harp. Okay. Kind of.
Oh, in that case, because I know exactly what it is. It's just
perfect
that
rendition.
Little, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, it was a classic kind of Pixar instrumental music, because like, I felt at home as I was watching it. It was like, it's quite nice.
Very good.
So comparing this to the last film we watched, well, yeah, that we talked about on this podcast, it's like...
Was it the last film I watched? Have I seen a film since Chicken Little?
But we've seen a film since Chicken Little.
Oh yeah, we have, haven't we? And we'll be talking about that in 2 weeks' time. But well, for us, it'll be in about 45 minutes. But
no, I've spoiled the magic.
Wow. music. It wasn't one of the greatest things for me. I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm just saying it's not just a standout thing for me.
There wasn't much of it.
No,
I don't think.
Well, because we're now off the territory of Disney Animation Studios. We are now in Pixar Studios.
Yeah.
Which brings me to this. Do you still feel like a Pixar film has that Disney magic, even though it's from a separate studio, but still owned by Disney?
I think it's a different magic. Now, what do I mean by that? I think, yeah, because the guy who made this, he said the central theme was that irrational love can defeat everything, including programming. So there's that kind of that meme where it's like Pixar films are like, what if toys have feelings? And then it's like, what if fish have feelings? What if cars, monsters, robots? What if feelings have feelings? And it's like, there is some magic to the Pixar films. Like with this, when you're seeing Wally looking up to the stars, I'm fully invested in this character. And I feel for him in so many ways. And then like when he's with Eva, you just want them to be together. And it's like, what am I doing? I'm watching a film about robots. When you contrast that with, say, I don't know, like The Lion King, it's a... we were actually in the film.
Yeah. Now that was actually the soundtrack. It just comes up when you say The Lion King.
Oh, I'm feeling fresh. No.
Like Subway.
Yeah, because like, I think that's different because you have the songs and that kind of is a big part of the film. So I don't know. Do you think it captures the same magic?
I think it's a different kind of magic.
It's the kind of magic.
We were made to make a podcast together. Yeah, I mean, here's one for you. I had to remind myself what we've actually watched. I just went on our Spotify page.
Oh.
Which we have, by the way.
I don't know how you're listening to this otherwise.
No, but we were on a few different streaming services. Yeah.
Have we checked any of those?
Yeah, it all comes under one umbrella, really. Okay. Yeah, I'll show you at some point. Cool. Maybe after this, if I can be bothered. Who knows?
That's annoying.
Anyway, what? Oh, yeah. How does this compare to the other Disney umbrellaed films that we have watched and reviewed and spoken about together? That was a question directed to you.
Oh, that was a question for me. Well, I thought you were reiterating my question to you, which was, how does this compare to Chicken Little?
Oh, I didn't even hear that one. I obviously wasn't paying attention. Shouldn't ask such rubbish questions. No, I mean, Chicken Little is...
an atrocious film.
I feel like if you want to hear my thoughts on it, go listen to what I would argue is our most entertaining podcast for the least entertaining film in existence.
It's funny, that.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is this isn't like pure Disney. This is like, it's Pixar. It's owned by Disney. It's under Disney's umbrella, but it's a different studio than all the other films we talked about.
Yeah, because this was... was this when it was Pixar on its own as opposed to Disney Pixar? Because, like, Toy Story and, like, Bugs Life, they were Pixar on their own, weren't they, before they were under Disney?
Well, there's a way to find out. I'm going to go to Wikipedia and find out. But the reason I'm trying to mention that is this, like we said, it's still got some sort of, like, magic there. It's an amazing film experience. Chicken Little, it was pure Disney, and it was also pure rubbish. Yeah. It didn't feel Disney. It felt like one of the worst animations for that time that there was. Again, we said in the last one, Chicken Little's not a bad film. It's just, for what it's meant to be, it's not. You know what I mean?
It just, like, doesn't do anything.
Yeah. It's like if you had a slice of that pizza that you like, you might think, oh, you know, it tastes all right. But I mean, if you literally just ordered a pie, it's not what you want, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's like, you want a Disney movie, but we've not. We've got...
we've got something else.
We've got garbage instead.
It's not got the magic of a Disney film, and it's not as funny as Shrek, so why am I watching this?
Exactly.
That could have been the review.
So yeah, but... I mean, here is one aspect you haven't really talked about, is actually Wally himself. What do you think of a character? There's times I wanted to kill him. Like,
when?
Keep making mistakes. Well, like, number one... I think it was a bit weird how he kept grabbing old, like, Eve when she'd, like, she'd gone into, like, the plant
sleep,
mode.
Yeah.
And, like...
Well, he wanted to hold her hand.
Yeah, but it's like he dragged her everywhere. Bit forced, wasn't it?
Well, no, he's looking after her.
By taking her out of a safe place that's inside the place and bringing her...
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie.
It just seemed like he was... a lot of the time, he was only really thinking about his own feelings, which kind of caused a lot of issues for others.
I disagree.
Okay.
And I'm going to cite a few instances.
Okay.
When it's raining and he has the umbrella and he's only covering her, not him. Because he doesn't know.
Because of his love for her.
Yeah.
So he's
thinking of others.
Yeah, but he's only doing it because of his love. Anyway, I know what I'm trying to say, but it's not coming across right.
So you're saying, if I do something because I love someone, that's for me.
Yeah, but when it's like, it's not thinking about like a bigger picture. So I'm trying I'm trying to think of like an example where what I'm
How
trying
is this
to say
impact
makes
the
sense.
Greater world.
I will. So like, I'm pretty sure there's an example on the ship, and I'm trying to think exactly what it is, where he wanted to show love to Eva, which is really nice. But it was at the most inconvenient moment of all time. So he's doing it with good intentions, but he's not thinking, oh, hang on, if I do this, this is going to actually make trouble for Eva. Like, as an example, he took her out of the ship because he wanted to do things with her, which is very sweet, a bit weird that she's not actually conscious, but, you know.
When did he take her out of the ship?
Well, she took the plant while she was in the ship, didn't she? So unless she magically moved out because of, like, her programming...
She took the plant.
Sorry, when I'm on about the ship, I'm on about the... Not the ship, I'm on about the...
Oh, his house.
His house thing, yeah. Yeah, okay. So she was in there, she was protected. So like, right, as an example, he said about, like, oh, well, he protected her from the rain. Oh, great, but she wouldn't have needed protecting if she was in there, away from the sandstorm, away from everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess... Because he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know if she needs help or if she needs the sun, because why initially takes her out to get sunlight. But then I think he just wants to kind of look after her. But then I guess it's like if he keeps her there, then he can't really leave the house either.
Yeah.
So I guess that's Eva, which is why why he took her with him.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is I want to say right now is I love the character Wally.
Yeah.
I'm literally just trying to think of like something.
No, there are some things where he's done something. It's like, oh, you didn't need to do that. That's just made things worse.
But you know, what are you going to do?
He is adorable.
This is a Disney Pixar movie, just to do
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I thought if I actually, that was my plan. If I get you riled up, then I can just leave you chatting to yourself while I look. Also, it goes to show just how amazing the animation studios are, because like just how much emotion you get just from moving his eye sockets.
Yeah, that's true. Doesn't have a mouth or anything like that.
No.
That's true. I guess like the hands help as well, like when he's like can't do that, like he's always like shaking because he's terrified of all these different things keep happening. Mm.
So going back to my original question then.
Go on, yep.
Which was, oh yeah, how does this compare to the other films we actually talked about?
Yeah, so...
I know how it compares to Chicken Little. That was a dumb question. We know how it compares to Chicken Little. Yeah.
Well, no, the point of me saying that was the contrast between this and that.
I'll allow it.
So, probably...
So what were your favourites before? Was Pocahontas and Moana?
Moana, yeah, I think so.
Pinocchio?
Pinocchio was good. I think all the older ones, whilst they're good, they kind of filter down a bit lower for me. So you got Chicken Little at the bottom, then you got like The Rescuers, Pinocchio.
Dr. Rescuers is so low.
What else have we got? This isn't an order, by the way. It's just
okay. Do you want me just to tell you what we've done?
Yeah, that would be nice.
When I said earlier about, you know, I had a look on Spotify, I thought that might convince you to. Oh, yeah, remind you. But I'll do all the work.
Okay. No, thank you. Yeah, that's good.
So we have The Rescuers first.
Yep.
Moana.
Yep.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Fox and Hound.
Oh, yeah.
Pinocchio, and then Chicken Little.
It's quite a funny mix, isn't it?
It is.
This might be my favourite.
Yeah.
It didn't give me the same feelings that Pocahontas did, but I was getting quite teary with this.
I think it's probably my second favourite.
Mm.
I think Moana's quite a hard one to beat, both musically,
yes,
visually.
It is kind of the complete package, I think.
Yes, pretty great. It's the most consistent. Is what I think is what I'd call Moana. It's a very consistent film.
Mm.
But yeah, Wally. I'm calling you a Wally. No, Wally is an amazing film.
Yeah, I think
one of Pixar's best, if not Pixar. No, it's not my favorite Pixar movie.
But, that's an interesting point because it was their ninth film.
Mm. So we should have a good hold of it. It's like us. This is like our 13th episode. So you think by now.
We'd know what we're doing.
Well, yeah, we don't.
They released a film, it was 3 years, then one, then two, then two, then one. Yeah, so it's every like 2 or 1 years, but this is quite a stretch of like every year there was one film. But, yeah.
Sorry, my belly just rumbled.
Oh, I thought
loudly.
That was me.
Oh, no, I felt the vibrations.
Oh, okay.
It's the excitement of talking about Wally.
Yeah, I think there's something special about the film. I think with all these kind of Pixar films, because there's some interesting kind of aspect to it, it just makes it like magical in a different way to say Moana is. I think Moana has like a really good story, amazing visuals, really interesting, good characters, and brilliant songs. But I think some of these Pixar films just have that kind of really deep kind of emotional thing where you're caring about robots or fish or monsters or emotions or rats, and it's just, yeah, there's something special about it.
Yeah,
I think is how I would say that.
Well done. I'm
so yeah, one or two for me, I think.
One or two, cool. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something. Oh yeah, and I think that even though it's not purely Disney, I think we still give a Disney message. Look after the planet.
Yeah.
Or you're gonna be fat.
Yeah. They didn't even know they had a jog track
thing. I know. Terrible, isn't it? Could never go out of the chairs.
No.
But yeah. Cool. I'm done saying anything about Wally.
Yeah, the only thing I was gonna mention was the villain, I guess. In this.
Humanity.
Humanity, yeah.
Yeah.
Because even the autopilot, in my head I thought he'd like turned evil or something. But he was actually just following the protocol of we're not supposed to go home.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite interesting. And he's a clear homage to HAL 9000 from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
See, I've not seen that.
I've seen bits of it. I was watching it and falling asleep at 1 a.m. and it's like goes through the weird psychedelic sequence. So I was like, what's going on? But there's like little bits where it's like they're playing parts of the music. I thought that was quite a cool little kind of reference.
I also like how they've got all these Eve units going around looking for a plant. And she spends ages finding one, but eventually she finds it from Wally. And you're like, you know, oh, it's only one, but it's just that glimmer of hope. And you see like a whole field of them right at the end.
Yeah.
Just outside the city.
I was like, oh, it was loads. I can't wait for them to grow their pizza plants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for the sequel, War Left.
Oh, very good.
As a thing before I forget as well, is we had a little bit of issues when it comes to recording before this. So if you hear like a lot of pops or weird noises, I'll try my best to edit them out, but I do apologise. You're welcome. We're attempting to buy some new equipment because, you know, you must think, well, we must be monetizing off this massively with all the success.
Ching, ching.
Turns out having about, I don't know, one or two listeners a week doesn't actually bring in that much
who knew?
Money. Yeah, I didn't know about that. So, you know, but we'll hopefully get some new equipment and thing. But if you got this far, despite any possible audio issues.
Well done.
What's wrong with you? but yeah, no, that's about it. The other thing as well, before I forget, is so normally after each Disney movie, we would spin our wheel and see what we're going to watch. But for our next Disney movie, which we talk about in 2 weeks' time, we're going to go slightly away from our normal way of doing things. Yeah, because we wanted to go see Lightyear at the cinema, but like any good film that comes out of a cinema, we forgot to go see it. you know, effort and all that, hence didn't watch Wally on DVD.
Yeah.
But it's now on Disney Plus. So me and Seb watched this the other day together.
Yeah.
Very nice. So as we would have to talk about it at some point, because, you know, it's a Pixar movie.
Yeah.
You know. We're going to talk about that one next while it's in our mind.
Yeah, we've got our fingers on the pulse.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Right, so, yeah, then after that one, we'll spin the old wheel again.
Yeah, I like spinning.
Yeah, which, I don't get me wrong, it's like, I'm excited to talk about Lightyear, but I really want to spin that wheel.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I
can't wait to watch another really good Disney film from the early noughts. Chicken Little.
Maybe we get Chicken Little again. Maybe I forgot to take off a wheel.
No.
Maybe we have a rewatch.
Yeah, we have to watch it again.
It's a lore. And, you know, as previously mentioned as well, if you have any thoughts on this film or any others, or you want to tell us anything, or you want to request anything, or you just want to annoy us, head over to our Instagram page, lta.podcast.
Yeah, we've already had some correspondence from some listeners. They seem to enjoy our football predictions episodes.
Oh, very good.
And they want to hear more episodes of us talking about something that we clearly don't know anything about.
Yeah. Oh, and on that line as well, I was going to put this next time we talk about something that's kind of a bit more linked to it. But when we talked about our future of the MCU, I quickly realised after I posted it that I kept talking about that it was at the like Disney panel.
Oh, yes.
When I meant to say it was at the San Diego Comic Con.
Well, you kept saying, I was like, that doesn't sound right, but I don't know enough to correct
it. It's because they were at the D23 panel, but
right,
and I knew they had the San Diego Comic Con as well, but I just couldn't remember which one they did first. And some reason, whatever, in my head it was, oh, it's Disney one first, it's D23.
Yeah.
I mean, it got to the end, and I was like, hang on, no, Comic Con was first.
Oh well, nobody noticed.
Oh well, so yeah, anything else to say?
No, all I can say is live long and prosper.
Ah, to infinity.